Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night, and good luck.
The elephant in the room this week is madness, but no method. Folks, one of the greatest things about Donald Trump in the history of this country is that he over and over and over again convinces people he's playing 3D chess or 5D chess or 87-degree quantum chess or some other mystical negotiating game when he never is. The entire collapse of the stock market was caused by Donald Trump listening to idiots like Howard Lutnick and Peter Navarro. He did this because he does not understand economics. He does not understand business. He does not understand negotiation. He does not understand the economy. The fact that we suddenly had this amazing response on Wall Street after Donald Trump suspended the tariffs for 90 days is irrational exuberance on their part. And it shows you that they've fallen prey to the same con many other people have in substituting for Donald Trump madness for method. So every time Donald Trump goes out and does something idiotic, the instantaneous result on MAGA's part is to reconfigure every belief they ever had, to recast conservatism as being suddenly defined by Donald Trump's latest action, and to pretend that there's some deeper game being played, to pretend there's some more profound understanding of the world or whatever he's doing at that moment than has ever existed. You're about to see a repeat of the economic insanity by the party that said they wanted no more wars, going to war with Iran very soon. But on this week, Wall Street took the bait. Now, part of that was corrupt as shit. Part of that was Donald Trump and his friends, and I would bet you good money, his friends and his family got a little nod and a wink ahead of time. Like, hey, buy SPY, shorts, go, 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 or longs, go, go, go. Because a lot of people made a lot of money.
It's not just a company, it's actually an individual. He made $2.5 billion today, and he made $900 million. That's not bad. He's in financials.
Magically, weirdly. I mean, I know most of you look at Donald Trump and think that man is a paragon of moral virtue and he would never engage in corrupt insider trading practices. And neither would he cheat on a wife. Neither would he dally with porn stars. That man is the absolute paragon of every ethical principle I want my children to have or not. But here's the thing. When you look at what happened this week, Donald Trump crashed the U.S. economy, incinerated somewhere between $10 and $15 trillion of hard-earned investments, not just by Wall Street banks, but investments that were there from mom and dad trying to retire, investments that were in bank account or investment accounts for school teachers and firefighters and cops and soldiers and auto mechanics and nurses and everybody else in this country. He did that because he has this unbelievable cupidity about his belief in tariffs. It is an 18th century philosophy that exactly one fucking economist in the entire country believes in, and that's Peter Navarro. And Peter Navarro is the dollar store of economics. Peter Navarro is a clown and a joke and a fool. And Donald Trump believes that his shit doesn't stink and that he's 12 feet tall.
This morning, I did walk out of a federal prison.
Every bit of that collapse was in Donald Trump's hands. What scared him, though? What made him cave? What made him flip? What made him break? I'll tell you what it was. The Japanese, in the overnights, night before last, started selling every T-bill they could. They started dumping American T-bills, dumping American assets. The 10-year Treasury note jumped 60 basis points. in 24 hours. It normally moves a basis, a basis point in a month if something's going up or down. This was a shock to the system. What it would have meant if it had continued, and by the way, it isn't completely over yet. It would have meant 8 to 9 to 10% mortgage rates in this country. It would have meant a colossal, colossal restriction in the ability of businesses to borrow money, to grow, to pay people, to expand, and or to be created. He understood that the quickest Great Depression path, the quickest path to being Herbert Hoover Part II, Electric Boogaloo, was to keep that up. He caved on tariffs. He gave up on tariffs, except in the two stupidest possible ways. First off, he kept this global 10% tariff, which is based on nothing but his whim. That is still going to drive a giant inflationary push in the economy. It is still going to cost American taxpayers more money. He didn't care about that. He cared about getting out of the immediate problem. And look, if you want to solve only the problem that's right in front of you and not think about consequences and not think about how it affects other people, then that is a perfect Trumpian behavior. You know, I'm 61 years old, and I've learned over the course of my life, you finally have to solve problems before they become problems. You have to deal with stuff before it becomes something you have to deal with. It makes your life a lot easier. It makes it a lot better for everybody. But Trump can't do that. There is only madness. There is no method. So the insider trading part of this that was blatant and obvious and ridiculously front and center, I have bad news for you, first off. The Securities and Exchange Commission will as soon investigate Donald Trump as I will be dancing for the New York City Ballet. That is not a possibility. It is not a universe. There's no universe at all. Don Jr., who I hear is the person who runs the family stock bullshit, Don Jr. could go out today and go, yeah, I did it. Yeah, Dad told me, fuck you. What are you going to do about it? And nothing would happen. The Department of Justice would become very interested in Wiccan drum circle trans athletes in eastern Minnesota as a new terrorist group before they would look at Don Jr. The SEC right now is in the hands of people who are like Bitcoin bro weirdos. It's not going to happen. So I want to adjust all of your thinking that we're not going to have there's not going to be accountability for whatever shenanigans the insiders were doing. But they were doing it, and Trump did warn people. You look at, there's a Bloomberg chart I saw this morning where buys on the SPY index, just before Trump made the announcement, just minutes before he made that fucking announcement, spiked all over the place. Billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars were made because of that tweet from Trump, or Zeet or Skeet or whatever the fuck they call it on Truth Social. Blurt, blab, whatever. It's corrupt. Of course it's corrupt. You should know this by now. Every bit of Trump's behavior is explicable by one of three things. Does it make money for Trump? Yes. Does it make Trump's ego swell? Yes, in this case. Does it get his dick hard? I don't know, but the first two certainly are there. All of this is still in the hands of people who should know better. The folks on Wall Street who woke up yesterday in absolute despair and chaos and panic and fear were right to feel that. The folks who took advantage of Trump's signal, they are criminals. They have violated the law. I don't know what the statute of limitations is on financial fraud, but it ain't nothing. But it ain't nothing, guys. And the idea that we're in a post-rule of law environment is very tempting, and people love to think, oh, well, I'm with Trump. He can't possibly get to me. He's old. He ain't going to be president forever, and neither are Republicans. So the other part of this that was insane and is still insane and is still going to wreck the American economy. And by the way, the markets are down again as we're recording this on Thursday for a reason. He's now put 170 jajillion percent tariffs on China, and he wants a trade war with China now. as the centerpiece so he can maintain his ego on this and try to pretend he didn't cave universally. All these other countries claims, Trump claims, really, they're coming to me, so many of them, they want to come here, they want to kiss my ass, they want to love, he literally said they want to kiss his ass.
I'm telling you, these countries are calling us up, kissing my ass. They are dying to make a deal. Please, please, sir, make a deal. I'll do anything. I'll do anything, sir.
We'll be right back. And now, back to the show.
It's all bullshit, guys. It's all bullshit. He's lying to you. Think about this for 30 seconds. When does Trump ever tell the truth? Ever. He is lying about people wanting to make deals. And China knows it. China is the largest purchaser after Japan of American treasury bills. When the next auction comes up, Trump is going to cave to China. Why is he going to cave? Because if Chinese money doesn't flood into buying our T-bills at the usual auction periods, the cost of those T-bills to America goes up. We have to reward higher interest rates to get more people to buy them. If we have higher interest rates, that means servicing our debt becomes increasingly difficult. That means if T-bills are at 3%, there's a big market for them. If they're at 9%, there's a smaller market for them, but it punishes us because of his stupidity. And guys, I'm not an economist, but I'm also not an idiot. I'm also not a moron. I'm also not a window-licking MAGA chode. Because those people think, Mr. Trump is making America so wealthy with the tariffs. And yet, it's the largest single tax increase on American consumers in history, even if you take out all the things that are on the suspended list and just put China in there. Are you really imagining this, MAGA folks, that when you go to Walmart or Target or Hobby Lobby or any other import-driven business, that those companies are not going to pass along the tariff to you? If you are that stupid, please do not stand out in the rain and open your mouth because you might drown. If you are that stupid, please do not touch electrical equipment of any kind. If you are that stupid, please do not insert things into your body that could break or cause you a hemorrhage. This is unbelievable how contorted your idea is. There's a guy that I used to know, used to be friends with. I saw a Facebook post yesterday. 2 days ago, he'd been like, I'm very concerned about Trump's tariffs. This may be too far for me. And last night, he posted this thing, and a friend of mine sent it to me. It's like, I should never have doubted Mr. Trump. He's the art of the deal. He knows what he's doing, and we're just all stupid. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm going to play cards with you again because I'm going to take your house this time. I mean, this guy is an example. He's not a stupid person on paper. He's an educated guy. He does well. And yet, he either feels compelled to worship at the chaos altar of Trump, or because he really believes it at some weird level, or he doesn't believe it, and he's so obsequious now and so fearful that some friend of a friend might report it to the snitch patrol at the White House and go, hey, you better take him off that list. He's a bad guy now. All of it is madness. All of it is chaos. Trump's brain is like a fucking pachinko machine being shaken by a meth head. During an earthquake, there's nothing logical going on there. Do not ascribe deeper, more clever, more abstracted motivations to what he does. He's just an old crazy fucker. He's surrounded by idiots who say, yes, sir, that idea is brilliant. We are going to convert the U.S. dollar to Beanie Babies. Yeah, that's it. We're going to have a POG-based economy from now on. The whole thing is madness. You have to understand, please don't try to insert coherence into chaos. It can't be done. There is nothing there. And by the way, so you know, the people who are managing your 401k and your investments and the if you got a pension fund that are managing all that on Wall Street, they are equally irrational because they believe that Trump has a plan. They believe that there is coherence inside the chaos, and they're putting these guys. This is like Ma and Pa Yokel roll in from ass crack Nebraska to a casino in Macau and say, "We want to be at that high stakes table." It's crazy talk.
We'll be right back. And now back to the show.
Nothing about this should make Wall Street comfortable. Nothing about this should say, "Oh, this is the animal spirits taking their role, and we are now excited by no regulations and by a trade war makes us stronger." It's not. Let me give you one last thing on trying to insert a method into madness. The big theory of reindustrializing America and bringing back jobs to America is that Americans want jobs like people who make 83 cents a day making a t-shirt in a sweatshop in Vietnam. Or, as Lutnick said, there are going to be millions of Americans putting little screws into iPhones.
The army of millions and millions of human beings screwing in little screws to make iPhones, that kind of thing is going to come to America.
Is that your vision for America? Because I'm here to disappoint you. It's never happening. For two reasons. One, Americans won't do those jobs. I assure you they will not do those jobs. Those jobs don't exist in a cost-effective basis. Because the people over at Foxconn in China who make your iPhone, they're relatively well compensated. They make about $2 a day. A day. Now, unless you want to pay $5,000 or $10,000 for your iPhone, okay. There are a lot of things about global trade that have messed up the industrial sector of America's economy. But there are a lot of things about global trade that have made it affordable in this country for millions of Americans to have a standard of living that was inconceivable 25 years ago. That was unimaginable 25 years ago. And the idea that you're going to rebuild these factories tomorrow in this country has two failure modes. One, no one's going to risk investing their money. Just like Apple said this week, "Well, we're not building a $1 billion plant in Ohio now because we don't know what the trade war is going to do." The idea you would invest millions of capital expenditures on building factories in this country when Trump could change his mind tomorrow and say, "Nope, all factories will be now located on the moon and Elon will fly them there," or some other irrationality that could pop out of his fevered, STD-eaten brain, is a real possibility, and no one's going to spend that money. And no one's going to loan people that money to build those factories. It's not happening. All of this, and look, should America manufacture certain key strategic items? Of course it should. Are there ways to do that without this moronic trade war? Sure there are. Are there ways to do it that emphasize quality over quantity? Yeah, absolutely. But it's not the government's business to decide that, especially when it's run by a madman who always, always, always puts method behind madness, because madness is all he's got. And that, friends, is the elephant in the room.
The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production.
Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe, and Joey Wartner-Cheney.
Produced by Whitney Hayes.
Edited by Riley Main.
Hey, folks, if you want to support the Lincoln Project's work against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and this MAGA craziness, go to action.lincolnproject.us/helplp. If you'd like to get in touch or have suggestions for a guest or a show topic, or just want to say hi, our email is podcast@lincolnproject.us. For our MAGA friends, please, no more nudes. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Good night, and good luck.